The Velveteen Rabbit. God has filled every culture with an abundance of openings, as it were, where the truth is constantly passing through. They are the persistent intersections with the truth. Believers possess an insight to locate these portals. As Paul knew well, these entry points for truth are often found in the artistic parts of culture. Paul understood this when he quoted the Greek poet in his message on Mars Hill, Acts 17:28, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Yesterday I received an email from a very precious brother, J.D. Fine of Calhoun, Georgia. He, as Paul, is an interpreter of culture. He sent a selection from Marjorie Williams' 1922 classic children's story, The Velveteen Rabbit. Here's what he wrote and quoted. He said, "This is how I feel in my walk with the Lord." And then he quotes from The Velveteen Rabbit. "Real isn't how you're made," said the skinned horse. "It's a thing that happens to you. When a child loves you for a long, long time, not just to play with, but really loves you, you become real." "Does it hurt?" asked the rabbit. "Sometimes," said the skinned horse, for he was always truthful. "When you are real, you don't mind being hurt. Does it happen all at once, like being wound up?" he asked, "or bit by bit?" "It doesn't happen all at once," said the skinned horse. "You become. It takes a long time. That's why it doesn't happen often to people who break easily or have sharp edges or who have to be carefully kept. Generally, by the time you are real, most of your hair's been loved off and your eyes drop out and you get loose in the joints and very shabby. But these things don't matter at all, because once you're real, you can't be ugly, except to people who don't understand."